How you guys feeling today? Coming off a win yesterday, what's the mood around the team?
I mean, it always a good thing when you can go on the road, first game of the season against a division opponent and walk away with a W. So we all excited, but at the same time, we have to kind of put it behind us because we have a game in a couple of days, another division opponent, but you know, this time home. So we enjoyed it, but at the same time, we know how important it is for us to get back to work quick, which we started today. So we off and running right now. Get done what we can before Thursday. They on the same time frame as us. So whoever prepared the best, you know, leading up to the game is going to, you know, going to have the best chances to win it this week.
When you left that game, was there anything you were thinking about, well, you know, that wasn't too great, or we could have done this better? Were there a lot of nitpicky things that you were thinking about, or did you say to yourself, for a first game, wasn't too bad?
I mean, like it's the first game of the season, I mean, it's not going to be perfect. We're definitely not where we need to be. We all understand that, but at the same time, we made enough plays to win a ball game. So a couple things that went on in that game, situational, that we handled pretty well and some we didn't. So end of the day, you know, when you walk away with a W, you walk away with a W. So, you know, we look at film and make corrections and, you know, play out the, you know, the situation over in practice, and hopefully we can learn from it and move forward. So, and that's exactly what, you know, we have to do now.
What did you think about the guys up front? I mean, you're working there with a couple of D linemen, defensive ends. What was that unit? How did you guys play in the game?
I think we played okay. Like I said, everything wasn't perfect. It definitely was some opportunities that we missed. It was some things that we've done we shouldn't do. So, I mean, everything was up in the air. But it was the kind of they gave us exactly what we thought we'll see, just seeing them from the preseason. One thing that, you know, I was very proud of is how we handled the no huddle, the new offense, the up-tempo offense. Going into the first season of the game, first game of the season, you never know how you'll feel or how, you know, things will play out. So you have to prepare as best as you can. And I think the organization and Bill and the coaches, the strength coaches, done a real good job with us this year of just getting us ready to play physically, being in good condition. And I think it showed yesterday that we're a well-conditioned football team.
As a veteran in the league, what do you know about short weeks now, preparing for short weeks that you didn't know your first or second year in the league?
Well, a lot of work get done in the classroom. I mean, because, you know, you kind of – it's like 50-50. Do you go out and really hammer at things and only have them, you know, a couple of days to get back and get your players' bodies right, ready to play? So it's all about being a professional. You know, you have to come in and hit the boards and sit in meetings longer. You know, whatever practice we do. But, you know, it's mainly about all the information that we can get and transfer to Thursday night or game day, just by, you know, learning from the board, basically. So it's going to test us, but at the same time, they're in the same situation that we're in. So take care of your bodies, you know, cold tub, hot tub, rest, everything that you can do off the field, you have to do this week.
Now, I know every player is different, but just for you, typically, your body starts to come back, what, is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So you've already reached a point where you're going to feel the best you feel all year,
yeah.
Right?
Is that
accurate?
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, how do you is it the coaches understand that? I mean, you have to get ready for the Jets, yeah. But do they say we're not going to – I can't imagine they say, oh, we're going to take it easy on you
guys.
No,
I mean, like I said, it's all about being a professional. You have to be able to do things. You have to get in the cold tub, the hot tubs, anything that you can do in the weight room to just get you fresh enough to play. And like I said, we're not the only team in this situation. You know, New York Jets, they're in the same situation, and plus they have to travel to us, so that's the one plus for us. We playing home, you know, so we can get the extra rest where, you know, we have to travel, get ready for this, but no, we're home. We can get the proper rest. We're at our facilities. We can do what we can do while we're here. So we just have to put a little bit more time and effort in this week just to make sure things are the best it can be on Thursday. You know, you might not feel as good, but you, at the same time, it's time to play. We get paid to play. And regardless of what, if it's 5 days or 7 or 10 days, the game going to be played Thursday. So we have to be at our best come Thursday.
You ever try anything odd to get ready for something? Like, you ever try, like, foot reflexology or acupuncture?
I stick to what I know. I'm, you know, like I said, cold tubs, massages, hot tubs, you know, just getting the proper rest. And I stick with what I know. In the past, it worked. So I'm not going to screw
no
up.
No hippie stuff.
I'm not going to screw up this stuff. Never. No, not me.
Second week in a row, you guys play a rookie quarterback who is at the very least mobile. I think this one may be even more mobile than the guy you saw on Sunday. What goes into the preparation for those guys?
Well, when you have a quarterback and throw the ball and run the ball, that's a big threat. So everybody have to understand, you know, broken plays from a quarterback that's a pocket passer that can't move as much, where broken plays become big plays all of a sudden on the run or throwing the ball downfield. So we understand that in Geno. We know he can throw the football pretty well and he can run pretty well. So we have to just prepare like, you know what, we have to prepare like we always prepare. You know, if he do get out of the pocket, we have guys that we're confident in that they can go get him, can run him down. I'm not one of them, but we have other guys for that. So it's just another tough task for us. But at the same time, you know what? It seems like every other week or every week we're going to have a different scenario play out. You know, and with the quarterback last week and with the quarterback this week, it's just another challenge for us defensively.
I heard Brady say after the game, Buffalo is a tough place to play. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And if so, why? Why is it tough?
You know, it seems like we always play them there when it's the beginning of the season. It's their first home game, so everybody's pumped up for the new season. It's on the road, division, and they always play us tough. You know, they always play us tough, and you saw it again last night. You know, I mean, it's just a tough place to go in and say, you know what, you can't hear at times. I mean, they rally around one another with the fans and with the players. They rally around them. So going into Buffalo is always tough for us because it's always at the beginning of the year when they're home and, you know, everyone's fresh. This year they had new faces. The coaching staff knew new offense, new defense. So they were excited. So we knew that. We knew we was going into a dogfight. We know it's going to be a typical division fought game. We didn't have no clue. We didn't think it was going to be no blowout because of it's not how it works. So we know we had to fight for 60 minutes. Some it might have been longer than that, but and we did. We showed. We played as a team. I mean, everything wasn't perfect, but at the same time, we made some good situational plays to get us that W.
Vince Wilfork with us here on the Patriots Monday here on WEEI. What is it when we talk about a player being fragile or being injury prone? Is that a real thing in the NFL? Are players, specific players, injury prone?
I mean, everybody has their different takes on it, but I mean that's an opinion for anyone. You can always look at a guy and say, you know what, this guy is always injured or there's always something wrong with this guy. But everybody is not made up the same, so you're going to have football is violent. You know, it's going to be collisions every place. You know, from a defensive lineman, it's not one play that I don't go without getting hit or not colliding. So you just have to be able to, you know, through your course of your life, when you decide you want to be a football player, you have to understand what comes along with the baggage. So, you know, if guys can handle it, they can handle it. You know, you have guys that's tough, that fight through a lot of injuries. But in football, you just know it's going to be – you're never going to play a game fresh. I mean, you might think you're fresh, but it might be something that's always nagging you, and it's just little stuff, you know, and a little bump of bruise here or a little this, a little that. But that's football, you know. So everybody has a different take on injury-prone guys. You know, to me, I mean, I really don't pay no mind into it. But it's definitely a collision sport. I mean, you're going to have guys that's going to get banged up day in and day out.
What did you think of Danny Amendola coming back from the groin injury yesterday and doing what he did in the fourth quarter?
Well, he's a tough player. I mean, that's one thing that we've seen through training camp. And then we saw it again yesterday. He made some big catches for this team down the stretch in some critical moments of that game. So it's never a questioning of is a guy tough enough, because he displayed something that – a lot of people probably would have said, you know what, I'm done with it. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do this. But, you know, he decided to, you know, to go out and play some football, man. And like I said, it come a point in time where you're a football player. I mean, things happen. You get hurt. I mean, it is what it is. That's just the nature of the game.
You ever see some guys, even in the NFL, I'm sure it happened in high school and in college, but in the NFL, there's some guys where you know that they are, that the hits are getting to them. Like when you go away.
Yeah.
You want to name
you can
it?
See it.
You want to name it?
No, I will not. But as a defender, it's times that we can go and see, you know, fourth quarter where, you know, a couple minutes left in the ball game and you're going to look across and say, they don't want no part of us. It's times, not a lot, because, you know, it's the NFL. You know, everybody is, you don't want to show no type of weakness because you have guys look for that. People feed off that. That's like a fish in the water that's bleeding, a shark going to smell it and they're going to attack. So, but you can see it at times. You can sense it at times. But for me, I look for stuff like that, and I get it most of the time.